Previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
I knew the suit could turn invisible, so I added heat sensors to my helmet.
Heat sensors? But that means even though Bubbles is wearing the suit, Nebulos can...
I see you.
Oh no! He's got Bubbles!
He must have damaged the galactic suit. Bubbles isn't invisible anymore.
Oh! Hey there, Nebulos!
Did you really think you could sneak up on me and take the helmet?
Oh, me? No, silly. Actually, I'm just the bait.
The bait? Foolish girl. Your friend in the armor is the bait. He's the one who distracted me so you could try to steal my helmet.
Well, you're not exactly wrong, but you're not exactly right either. I guess we're both the bait?
I think one of us is going to have to be bait.
Me! Please pick me!
Bubbles, are you sure?
Absolutely!
Bubbles it is, then.
Yay! What's bait, by the way?
Oh, brother.
It's like when you go fishing and you use a worm to attract a fish so you can catch it. Then you put some oil in a pan and get it nice and hot, and then you take some salt, some pepper.
What Dex is trying to say is you'll wear the real galactic suit and use it to turn invisible, while Leo wears the fake one and distracts Nebulos.
Wouldn't that actually make me the bait?
It would. Leo, you're so lucky.
But won't Nebulos know the real suit turns invisible? He's had to have figured it out by now.
Oh, huh. Yeah, that could be a problem. He might know something is up.
Maybe you could both be the bait.
That's a great plan, Tank. But if we're both the bait, who's gonna actually take the helmet from Nebulos?
Well, I was thinking we could call an old friend.
Bubbles, why are you telling Nebulos our whole plan? We've talked about you not doing that!
Because he asked! It'd be rude of me not to answer!
Silence! If you're the bait, and he's the bait, then who did you call to try to take my helmet?
Why, Bob, of course! He was on my arm the whole time!
What? No! Ouch! Stop that!
Get him, Bob! Bob!
You know, for such a small creature, Bob really knows how to pack a punch.
Bob must have asked Jersey to send his bug army just in case!
The bug army's chasing away the Shadowlings!
Get off me!
Bob!
Bubbles, grab the helmet while Nebulos is busy with Bob!
On it! Whoa! Ah! Yikes!
Bob!
I'm trying! Whoa! It's just really hard to grab!
You're almost there!
Almost there! Whoa! I got it!
That's enough!
Don't worry, Bubbles and Bob! I've got you!
Great catch, Tank!
Bob! No problem!
Since you seem determined to keep the galactic armor away from me, I'll just have to defeat you all one by one, starting with you.
Me?
Quick, get behind me!
Bob!
You're welcome, Bob! Hey, Nebulos! This fight's between you and me!
You want to go first, so be it.
I think Nebulos is about to use his full power again. We need to get to safety.
Don't worry, River. I can take him. The galactic armor's still charged. Come and get me, Nebulos!
You can do it, Leo!
Yeah, Leo.
What's happening?
Leo's falling from the sky!
Something must be wrong with the armor.
Leo, are you okay?
I think so.
What happened?
I think the galactic armor ran out of all the energy we gave it.
What about your Starkeeper powers? Can't you use them to power the armor?
I don't think it'll be enough, Tank.
Does someone want to ask Nebulos for a timeout? Because he's coming this way and he doesn't look too happy.
Time to end this.
Oh no!
Everyone, time out!
Wait, River, can he do that?
You can't call a timeout in the middle of a battle!
Well, I just did. So, too bad. We're calling a timeout.
Dex, what are you doing?
No idea.
Fine. The intergalactic rules say you have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Intergalactic rules. Yeah, I knew that. Great. See you then. Come on, everyone. We've only got a couple of minutes left. We have to come up with a plan. So, does anyone have a plan? Anyone at all?
Tank, you've been memorizing the Codex. Did you ever find anything in there about the galactic armor?
Honestly, Alitar
didn't really talk about the galactic armor in the Codex.
But I thought the galactic armor was his gift to the universe. Why wouldn't he talk about it?
No clue. The Codex mostly just teaches you how to love and serve those around you. Like, there's a part that talks about sharing.
Ooh! Kind of like how Glacia, Fern, and Flash shared their powers so they could charge the galactic armor.
Exactly. Bubbles, you're a genius.
I know that. Why am I a genius exactly?
Our friends powered up the suit with their Starkeeper powers. We could do that too.
But that'll make you and Bubbles really weak. I can't let you do that, Tank.
But I want to give you my powers, Leo. Just accept it.
Yeah. Think of it like a gift from us.
No, I can do it myself. just give me a minute. I got this.
Leo, I know you're worried about Bubbles and I, but you can't do this on your own.
Tank is right, Leo. You need us to power the suit.
But I can't accept that. What if it doesn't work and you two are left helpless?
Let us give you our energy, Leo.
Bob.
Bob's right. We'll make sure Bubbles and Tank are safe. Wait, how did I understand him? Oh my gosh, do I speak bug now?
Well, okay, you guys, if you're absolutely sure.
We're sure. Think of it like our gift to you.
Okay, Bubbles, on the count of three. One, two, three!
It's working!
Just in time, too, because here comes Nebulos.
Your time is up, Starkeepers.
Take this, Nebulos!
I'm too fast for you. Let's see if you can say the same.
Whoa! That's a big rock! really hope these gloves work! Glacia and Flash weren't kidding when they said these gloves were strong. I wonder... Whoa! Rock-covered gloves! The armor must have absorbed Tank's rock power on top of his energy!
Give up yet?
You first!
Nice hit, Leo.
Okay, if the armor can use Tank's power, let's see how it uses Bubbles.
Hey! Leo's using my water powers!
Time for a little swim, Nebulos!
But how?
Wow! Do you think Leo will teach me how to make a giant wave like that when I get my energy back?
Why would you need to know how to do that?
For fun water activities, duh!
You'll pay for that.
You'll have to catch me first, Nebulos! No, no! Not again! The energy's all gone!
Leo, are you okay?
Oh, man. I'm gonna be covered in bruises tomorrow.
Goodbye, Starkeepers. Forever.
No!
Tank! Get down! Without your powers!
Why is he holding the codex in front of him? Tank, that's not gonna help. Get out of there!
What? It can't be!
Tank! You used the codex to reflect the blast from Nebulos!
I can't believe it worked! Speaking of Nebulos, where'd he go?
Huh. That's weird. He left the galactic helmet behind.
What did you do to me?
Nebulos?
He shrunk!
Aw, he's kinda cute.
We have a very different idea of what cute is, Bubbles.
The blast must have bounced off the codex and hit Nebulos instead.
What's everyone staring at?
Nebulos, is that you?
Turn me back this instant!
Oh my gosh! Oh, this is too good.
Oh yeah? Laugh at this!
Stop it, it tickles! I can't breathe.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Unhandle me!
Anyone got a jar or something we can keep Nebulos in until we get back to Sanctuaria?
Ooh, I've got a snow globe. We just pour the water out of it.
Perfect. In you go, Nebulos.
No! You all pay for this. You will all suffer my wrath.
I think it's safe to say Nebulos isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
No, thank you, Bob. We never could have had two baits without your help.
And your bug army chased away all the Shadowlings.
We should definitely send Jersey a message thanking him, too.
Yeah.
Sanctuaria. Home sweet home at last. Did home always smell like hot dogs?
Starkeepers, I'm so glad you're safe.
Nova!
Here it is, Nova. The galactic armor, safe and sound. Every last piece of it. Though I'm not sure which one of these galactic suits is the real one.
You did a wonderful job, everyone. I'm so proud of all of you.
Thanks, Nova. By the way, did Sanctuaria always smell like hot dogs? Oh no. Am I hallucinating about food again? Is any of this real? Am I real? Ouch! River, why'd you pinch me?
Just wanted to help you know this is real.
The hot dogs you're smelling are real, Dex.
Hollywood wanted to make sure he practiced for your hot dog eating contest, so he's been cooking them every day since you left.
What? I gotta go practice.
We've only been gone a couple of days, Dex.
Exactly! I have so many hot dogs to make up for.
Guess I'd better make sure he doesn't get sick. Well, why don't you three tell me all about the mission? How'd you get the helmet back? Did the fake suit help?
You're never gonna believe what happened. We got your package, but then we called Bob because we needed two baits, which was so fun. But then Nebulous threw us off and the suit powered down and Dex called a timeout, which was kind of weird, but then we charged the suit, but it powered down again. Then Tank saved us all with the Codex and Nebulous is all tiny now and lives in a snow globe.
yeah, what Bubbles said.
Nebulous is tiny? What do you mean?
Ta-da!
Oh my, sounds like you had quite the adventure.
I'll say, but there's one thing I still don't get. How was I able to stop that energy blast with the Codex?
Yeah, I knew the Codex was full of powerful wisdom, but I never thought it could actually block Nebulos's power.
I'm not sure, but I do know that between the Codex and the Galactic Armor, the Codex was more important to Alitar. He never wanted anyone depending on the armor in the first place. But Nebulos never seemed to understand that.
You can say that again. What do we do with Nebulos anyway?
Oh, I know! Remember the Smalligan village Dex found when we first came to Sanctuaria? It's not far. I wonder if we could take him there.
But what if he tries to take over?
Right. There is that whole evil ruler thing he's got going on.
You don't really think I'm the only one who wants to take over the universe, do you? There are others even stronger than me.
Don't listen to him. Speaking of others, where are the rest of the Starkeepers, Nova?
They're still recovering, but don't worry. Hollywood and Tutu have been taking good care of them. They'll all be very happy to see you.
I'm gonna go show Tutu the snow globe! She's going to love it! Oh, I should give it to her as a gift!
Wait, no! Anything but that! Hey, I'll be good, I promise. No.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about Nebulos anymore. But what did he mean by there are others? Are there really other bad guys out there stronger than he is, Nova?
Unfortunately, he may be right. And word about Nebulos' defeat will spread around in no time.
I wish everyone had a codex. Then maybe they wouldn't try and take over the universe all the time.
You bring up a great point, Tank. In fact, I have a new mission for you. For all of the Starkeepers, actually.
My stomach hurts from all those hot dogs.
How? Don't you have a robot stomach?
Oh, whatever, dude. You wouldn't understand.
What I don't understand is how you both ate 100 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Totally worth every bite. Oh, ow.
Whatever you say, Dex. Whatever you say. Settle down, everyone.
Yep.
Oh, great. I have a new mission for all of the Starkeepers.
To do what?
To share the Codex. Alitar always planned on sharing the Codex with the universe.
Will other planets even want the Codex?
Of course they'll want the Codex, Glacia. It's amazing and full of wisdom.
Others might not want or even like the Codex, Glacia. But Alitar left the Codex as a gift, hoping we would share it with everyone. He wanted to share the wisdom of the Codex with everyone.
Just like when I shared the Light of Lockley! Not everyone wanted it at first, but when they saw how helpful it was, they were so happy!
Yes, Bubbles, just like that.
But what about these other bad guys? That might be too much for us to handle.
Which brings up the second part of your mission, Fern. When you travel around the universe sharing the Codex, you'll also be tasked with looking for new Starkeepers.
New Starkeepers? Park Keepers? Woo! We're gonna make so many new friends!
It'll be just like the original Starkeeper Academy.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, what are we waiting for then?
Come on, everyone. Let's get the others and share the Codex with the rest of the universe!
And find some new Starkeepers while we're at it.